Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So over the weekend, Donald Trump blasting Attorney General Pam Bondi. No arrests, no trials scheduled. And it really is amazing. No arrest for the Russia collusion hoax. None for the 2020 election, the election fraud, even though we've been told by DOGE that hundreds of thousands to millions of illegal immigrants were not only illegally given benefits, but they were registered to vote. No arrests for the funding and the creation of COVID through USAID, the Pentagon, and Anthony Fauci. No arrests for the DOGE findings. Never mind the billions in fraud that we found. And we stopped the payments. Including payments that were being paid out on programs that aren't even in the budget anymore, but the payments were still going out. No, arrests, prosecutions on that, and on. So Donald Trump, very frustrated with Pam Bondi. He walked it back later on in the weekend, saying she was doing a good job. And to her credit, I will say this. She is personally rewriting the presidency. She's doing a great job backing him. He's just winning again and again and again and again at the Supreme Court. He is getting whole new powers that we've always had but never been able to use to protect the homeland, deport dangerous illegal immigrants, send them to third countries if necessary. I mean, it's been amazing, the expansion of presidential power for good that we've got under Pam Bondi. She's winning and winning and winning and winning. And Trump's other nominees who hated him and hated us never did any of that, which is why he was almost powerless in his last presidency, right? So she's doing a lot of great things. And when he calls her out, I'm really hesitant to get rid of her because we have to continue to win these Supreme Court battles that we are fighting. The left sues us on everything. And she is winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. And I'm afraid, Lee, that if we go with somebody else, it's going to be Bill Barr all over again, and he'll go back to covering up Hunter Biden's crimes and Joe Biden's crimes as Bill Barr did. Bill Barr could really use an indictment or two after what we found out that he did. So I'm very hesitant to remove Bondi, but he's right. We're not moving on this stuff. We've got an FBI, former FBI director out there saying 86 Trump, encouraging him to be killed. We have a liberal gunman showed up on Friday, shot up an ABC newsroom, and in his car is a kill list that includes Trump. Where do you get that idea? Well, you get it from the former head of the FBI. He's still out there. He's dangerous. And nothing is happening. Well, people are blaming Bondi, right? Maybe she's a fault. I don't know. But I want to play you something remarkable that could also explain this, Lee, and I'm going to get you to react to this. Okay.
Okay.
This is, we finally got this on tape. Okay. Somebody just point blank saying it. This is Senator Ron Johnson, Republican in the Senate. And he's flat out, he's talking about Arctic Frost, where we've now learned that the FBI didn't just intend to send Trump to prison for the rest of his life. They had launched investigations into the leaders in the 92 organizations that make up the conservative Republican movement. This was without predicate. In other words, no evidence of a crime. That doesn't get in their way anymore at the FBI. under Joe Biden. They just launched investigations surveilling 30 devices. I bet you Charlie Kirk's was one of them. Guarantee it. A guy registered 400,000 people to vote and then chased their ballots in the last election across five swing states. That's the election right there. He put Donald Trump in office. He was not going to escape a jail cell in the second term. He wasn't. So we know what they were doing, right? But listen to this. Ron Johnson admits Kash Patel didn't get these documents detailing Arctic Frost and this illegal investigation surveillance into the entire network of GOP organizations. Kash Patel didn't get it, and he couldn't get it. The only reason we know is because of whistleblowers. What does that mean, Lee? Kash Patel is not in control of the FBI. Not fully, not even close. He can issue orders, and some people do go out there, and they help ICE. They do a lot of the things that we're seeing. Does he have control of this agency? If you can't get basic documents about a major investigation to 92 Republican organizations for the purpose of lawfare, if you can't get that delivered to your desk, you're not in charge of the FBI. And that's a problem.
We got this information from a whistleblower, and I'm not holding Kash Patel accountable because he doesn't even know where all these documents are hidden. So we need people who know within these agencies they have integrity to come forward and bring this to the public's attention. But no, this is an indication that the lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So
Kash Patel, think about that, Lee. Kash Patel couldn't get these documents. Senate had to get them from a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised in the least and at all. And what I had said previous to the Trump administration taking over in this term, he has got to purge our federal bureaucracy deep within to the bureaucracy. And I'm afraid we've only scratched the surface. And this is another indication of that. I think some of the behavior of Pam Bondi is part of that, that she's not able to get things done that she and Trump would like to do.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kash Patel. I think the same thing with the Department of War. Many other – I think all the federal agencies, they're just so occupied – by liberal progressives that have been appointed and put in these positions over decades, that it's just organizationally impossible to rid them on a basis unless you are really willing to risk a lot of political capital.
And
quite honestly, risk the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Because even though I think it would be appropriate and I think it would be something that could save the republic, it would be so repulsive to many people who don't follow the machinations of our government operation, the Leviathan that is the federal government, as closely as we do. They would look at it as an overreach, Trump just being a narcissist, being a dictator, being a fascist, trying to be all the things that they have been tarring and feathering him with over the course of the years. And I just don't think there's the political capital there to be able to accomplish this. And it's sad. It breaks my heart, honestly, this is one of the things that has really got me concerned in this second Trump presidency. As much as I welcomed it and you know, knew at the outset there were going to be problems and bumps in the road and other things, but this is something that's not going to be able to be accomplished, I don't believe, in at least in the next couple of years.
I think Trump realizes how frustrated the base is. Mm-hmm. And we are. We're very frustrated. Like, where are the prosecutions? Right. However, if you've watched federal courts function, as I have, as I was a reporter, and state courts, they function the same way. Yeah. The law enforcement agency, i.e. in this case, the FBI, brings the charges to the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Pam Bondi doesn't go out there, do an investigation, decide to charge.
Right.
That's on Kash Patel. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me that Trump didn't target Kash Patel. And I think that's a little too close to the truth, quite frankly, when we've got Ron Johnson saying Kash Patel can't even get basic information on a major 92 organization investigation that was illegal, by the way, into the Republican Party, including Charlie Kirk. Again, 30 devices surveilled, guaranteed one of those was Kirk's. We're going to get all this from these whistleblowers. We'll find out what they did. But if an FBI director can't even get that, he's not in charge. He has moved into the building. Yes, there are some people following his commands to some extent, but we have not conquered this agency. And you're right, Lee, Trump could, but it might cost him the midterms.
Yeah.
So blaming Bondi and then walking it back is Trump's way of trying to soothe the beast. And the beast is
us.
Us. And we don't understand why. And that's the purpose of this segment, just to explain why. Yeah. Here's the rest of what Senator Ron Johnson said, Lee, and I want to get you to react to it on the other side.
The lawfare wasn't just targeting Donald Trump. It was targeting basically half Americans of America, you know, who Joe Biden said that if you voted for Donald Trump, you're basically a suspected domestic terrorist. So this is, they cast a wide net. What we don't know is what did the FBI do with this list? I mean, exactly how did they go about targeting some of these groups, which, by the way, not only included Turning Point USA, but the Republican Attorneys General Association was on this list as well. So, no, there's a lot more to be revealed. Good news is this administration, the people that President Trump has nominated and got confirmed for these positions, they want radical transparency. But again, the deep state is pervasive. They don't give up their secrets easily, even when you have a Republican president and his appointees in charge.
There we have it.
Yeah, just what I said.
It's an admission. We're not in charge of the FBI.
Well, and there is a concerted effort, and this is worldwide, to stifle conservative principles wherever they are. If you look around the world, they're winning in Europe. They're winning. They're beating conservative ideals.
Yeah, they are.
They are winning. And they are enacting things and suppressing speech and censoring ideas that are on the conservative side of a worldview. We are simply slowing it down in this country. We haven't won. Just because Donald Trump won, just because Republicans are barely, well, supposedly Republicans are barely in charge of the House and the Senate, we haven't won. We're slowing it down. But there is a concerted effort internationally to stifle conservative principles and politics and anything that is traditional.
And, you know, really sad that, think about this for a minute. Sitting senator, he's talking about Arctic Frost there again, the investigation into the 92 agencies. You're investigating Republican attorneys general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like AGs of states, like Alan
elected,
Wilson.
Elected officials.
Yes.
Oh, you know, that's not a threat to democracy.
Massive. You're investigating the RNC, and a sitting senator cannot get basic information about the FBI's investigation from the sitting FBI director because he's not powerful enough to extract it from his own agency. So we have to sit around and wait for whistleblowers to bring it to us.
Those are some real patriots there.
They're huge.
The real patriots.
Yes, absolutely. We need more of them to come forward. But this is the conundrum. And Donald Trump can't say it all without looking weak. He can't say we have not operationally taken control of the FBI. He can't say it. He'll look weak. So he goes after Bondi instead. But Bondi can't do anything till Kash Patel brings her the goods, brings her the evidence. That's how it works. I'm not defending her. This is the reality on the ground. It is what is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.